1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to WDCE. We're broadcasting from the University of Richmond at 90.1 on your FM dial and streaming on the web at WDCE.org. This is bassist Bill Crow, and you are listening to the Cool Jazz Set. Now here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Oh, thanks. Bill Crow, one of my favorite bassists, and a legend in the world of bassdom and West Coast jazz scene as well, and still very active in New York. If you're up to New York sometime, check him out. He plays everywhere. Everybody wants him. He is a marvelous bass player. And thanks again, Bill. That's very nice. Very kind of you to do that. Thank you. And we'll get started tonight with something special, since tomorrow is the birthday of this great country, the 4th of July, and I have something special to play for you, so stay tuned, and then we'll be hearing from, following that, Jerry Mulligan's quartet back in the 50s with the great bassist, Bill Crow.
America,
America. Make God thy gold refine. Till all success be nobleness. When I was in school, we used to sing it something like this. Listen here. Oh, beauty Babylon, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain. Far purple mountain majesties. Above the fruited plain. But now wait a minute, I'm talking about America. Sweet America. You know, God done shed his grace on thee. Yes, he did. Heavy brotherhood from sea to shining sea. You know, I wish I had somebody to help me sing this. Thank you.
And the classic, Jerry Mulligan Quartet, 1962. Jerry Mulligan on baritone saxophone, of course. And Bob Brookmeyer, the great valve trombonist on that, too. Bill Crow, the bassist, and still going strong, by the way, too. Gus Johnson, the drummer, that Getting Sentimental Over You. Well, my friends, we have 2 hours of great music for you tonight. And I hope that you are home safe and not having to drive in this wild and crazy weekend and with the weather and the traffic. So if you are at home and are able to sit back and relax and enjoy some great jazz, I'll be right here with you. And up next, the great Hammond organ master, the great Tony Monaco, from an album he did not too long ago. This is called Live at the 501. And Tony Monaco on Hammond organ, and Robert Kraut on guitar, and Louis Tesmus on drums. And this is a tune written by Mr. Monaco called Taking My Time. Mr. Tony Monaco. Thank you.
Thank you. tall and tan and young and handsome. The boy from Ipanema goes walking, and when he passes, each girl he passes goes, ah. When he walks, it's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle, that when he passes, each girl he passes goes, ah. Oh, but I watch him so sadly. How can I tell him I love him? Yes, I would give my heart gladly, but he stay where he walks to the sea. He looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall and tan and young and handsome, the boy from Ipanema goes walking, and when he passes I smile, but he doesn't see. No, he doesn't see. He doesn't see me.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Roy Hargrove on flugelhorn, backed by a nice trio of Kenny Barron on piano, Christian McBride, the bassist, and Victor Lewis on drums, and on tenor saxophone, the legendary Johnny Griffin. My Romance, Rodgers and Hart. Before that, we heard a very wonderful voice that I'm sure you recognize, Miss Dinah Krall, from an album she did just a few years ago. Quiet Nights is the title of the album. We heard her do The Boy from Ipanema, and that featured an arrangement and orchestra conducted by Klaus Ogerman. Nice recording. Up next, another nice recording. This is a piece written by Quincy Jones, and it's entitled Monty, Is That You? And this is Monty Alexander and Ray Brown in a trio setting. Monty, is that you? That's not Monty. Monty. Monty, is that you? Thank you.
This is the end of a beautiful friendship. It happened just a moment ago. This is the end of a beautiful friendship. I know, for your eyes told me so. We were always just like sister and brother, until that night when we looked at each other. That was the end of a beautiful friendship, when just the beginning of like sister and brother, until that night when we looked at each other. That was the end of a beautiful friendship, when just the beginning of love.
And the beautiful voice and bass playing of Miss Katie Thoreau from her debut album, Introducing Katie Thoreau. She's got a wonderful sense of time and plays beautiful bass lines. She studied with Ray Brown. You can hear a lot of that in her playing. And she's like 25. I mean, she is so good and playing with a lot of really great people. She's with Larry Fuller's trio right now as well. And he was Ray Brown's last pianist. Okay, Katie Thoreau, T-H-I-R-O-U-X, Katie Thoreau. Up next, a brand new release from pianist Annette Ford. Her first name is spelled A-N-A-T, Annette Fort, F-O-R-T, the Annette Fort Trio. This is a brand new release, and she's appearing, by the way, this coming Thursday, July the 7th at 8 o'clock in Baltimore at the Ann Dye Music Live, and that's spelled A-N-D-I-E-M-U-S-I-K, Ann Dye Music Live, 8 o'clock. That's on North Charles Street in Baltimore, and this is from her brand new album called Bird Watching. And this is a tune she wrote called It's Your Song, Miss Annette Fort.